You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. A bill that would make it harder for voter initiatives to qualify for the ballot is making its way through the Idaho legislature. Lawmakers heard public testimony on the bill Monday. More testimony is set for Friday. Now, this bill would nearly double the number of signatures a group would need to collect to get an initiative on the ballot. It would also cut the time they have to do it by two-thirds. Groups for and against this bill are very passionate about it. Now, for the record, we did ask the bill's sponsor, Senator Scott Grove Eagle, to join us for this conversation. He did decline our invitation. Joining me live in studio is Luke Mayville. He is the co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, and Tracy Olson, the Ada County co-leader of Reclaim Idaho. They both helped get the Medicaid expansion initiative on the ballot last November. Welcome back to the program, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gemma.
Luke, I want to start with you. Just give us some background. What are the rules right now when it goes to trying to get an initiative on the ballot?
Yes, thank you. The rules right now is that any campaign needs to collect 6% of signatures statewide and also 6% of signatures from 18 different legislative districts. That's the basic rules.
And you have a certain amount of time to do that, to collect those signatures.
Yeah, 18 months currently is the full amount of time.
And then what is this legislation proposing to do?
Well, it basically requires doing twice the amount of work in one-third of the time. It bumps up the signature threshold from 6% to 10%, and then it bumps up the number of districts where you have to get that 10%. From 18 districts to 32 districts, nearly every single district in the state. And then it cuts the time we have allotted from 18 months down to 6 months. So one-third of the time.
Okay, so let's talk real talk here. Mm-hmm. Tell me about boots on the ground, what it was like collecting signatures for the Medicaid expansion. And maybe, Tracy, you can talk about your experience with that.
Yeah, Sam Sammeyer and I worked for gathering signatures in both Ada County and actually Canyon County. So we worked in two counties. Mm-hmm. And it just takes a huge amount of effort to coordinate volunteers, to find volunteers, then remind volunteers and coordinate volunteers to come collect signatures on different days. We have to train volunteers. And then the actual process, when they go out, usually at a two-hour schedules, be given about 45 names or doors to knock on. And depending on how the geographic landscape of that area, they could be like come back with 6 signatures or 12 signatures in a two-hour time frame. So it's really difficult to get the number of signatures required. And then you have to... we hope we have repeat volunteers, but sometimes people can just come out for a day and then we have to, again, keep recruiting because it's strenuous and it's exhausting. So it's a lot of work.
And we should be clear that I know that even the rules are as they are in place now were changed, because what used to basically happen is that you could kind of collect signatures from what a lot of people want to call the great state of Ada and get something on the ballot. Mm-hmm. And that was not fair. So how it stands right now is it is making sure that that there is a demographic of constituents who are represented.
Yes, something everyone should know is that when we first got started, nearly everyone thought it was impossible for a grassroots organization. They said it is possible under the current rules if you have millions of dollars, but if you're a grassroots organization, don't think about it. So when we started, we could not get a single major organization in Idaho to support us. That's why we painted the camper bright green and put Medicaid for Idaho on the side of it and just started driving around and finding supporters in towns all over Idaho, because we could not get a single organization to believe that this was possible. So for all of the volunteers who invested so much of their lives in this, it is deeply insulting to hear from their legislators now that, oh, see, it was easy. Mm.
How long did it take you to get all of these signatures, by the way?
So this is a very important point. We used about 4.5 months, maybe closer to 5 months. So almost the entire 6 months that is allowed for by this new bill. Mm-hmm. But the new bill would have required us to do twice the work. So If under the new rules, there's no way that we would have done this, even with one of the most lively grassroots campaigns in Idaho history, we would not have succeeded. And you know what? I'll admit, because I was one of the people who insisted that it was possible and when I went all around the state and sold people on that idea, I would not have launched it under the current rules. I would never have launched this campaign. It was just too difficult. The thresholds are too high. We are not, if this bill passes on Friday through the committee and then goes on to become law, we will not see another grassroots initiative in Idaho. Our constitutional right to organize initiatives will be gone. It will be taken away.
Okay, so to play the devil's advocate, even though you have to get 6% of registered voters in, 18 districts currently, correct? Mm-hmm. Why not get even more representation to make an initiative get on the ballot in this way? Mm-hmm. Why not get more people's names on that list?
Well, one very important point, I'd let Tracy chime in on this too, but we did in fact get signatures from every single county. We qualified with the 6% threshold in 21 out of 35 districts, but there were many other districts, including, for example, Senator Groh's district, where I think we came up like a few hundred signatures short of that threshold, but we still had people out going door to door. And we still had people who just heard about the campaign and just started collecting signatures themselves in every single county in the state. So it's completely false idea that somehow half of the districts in the state were just uninvolved.
And I want to make it clear again that we did contact Senator Groh and we invited him on the program. He did politely decline to come on the program and to talk about his reasoning for putting this into the legislature. However, what I do want to say is this, that he says that this is not a response to the Medicaid expansion initiative getting on the ballot. What do you think?
I think that's disingenuous. They changed the rules back in 2013 after the Luna law repeal was successful, the referendum to repeal the laws was successful, and they changed it to this current rule. And nothing was successful to get on the ballot. There wasn't an issue. There were nine issues that attempted, that were proposed to get on the ballot. They didn't gather enough signatures to get on the ballot until 2018. We were successful, and now they introduced this bill. Mm-hmm. So I would say that this is in a direct retaliation to a successful initiative.
And Senator Groh also says that this bill would give rural voters more of a say on what gets on the ballot. Tell me about what your experience was with rural voters during the Reclaim Idaho campaign.
Yeah. So I'm from rural Idaho. I grew up in Sagal, outside of Sandpoint. That's where we started the campaign. Of the districts where we qualified, there were 17 rural counties contained within those districts, and that included Bonner's Ferry, Boundary County in the far north, Bear Lake County in the far southeast, and all the way across. So it's just wrong. The current laws designed in 2013 were designed explicitly to amplify the voice of rural voters, and those laws are working. This new bill, sells itself as a solution to a problem that, in fact, was solved in 2013.
I have 2 minutes left, and I want to get to two more things really quickly. Mm-hmm. You have a town hall coming up on Thursday about the bill. Talk to me about that. But then also testimony, public hearing on Friday. So town hall really quickly on Thursday.
Yes. Well, and we're not surprised, unfortunately, to hear that Senator Groh would not come on this show because he's also declined to attend a town hall in his own district to talk to his own constituents face-to-face about what he's trying to do, about his effort to take their constitutional rights away from them. But we are going to hold the town hall anyway, and today, actually, we have a big group of volunteers out in his district knocking on doors, informing his constituents about what he is trying to do and inviting them to the town hall. We invite everyone listening to this to attend the town hall at Rembrandt's in downtown Eagle. That's at 93 South Eagle Road at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow evening. And then the public hearing is Friday morning,
8 a.m., Senate State Affairs Committee. And show up. You have 2-minute testimony, which is about one page, single spaced.
And you do have to sign up in order.
You have to sign up early, around 7:30, 7:45, to testify.
Thank you both for coming in and talking about this more in depth, so people can understand it a bit more. Appreciate the conversation.
Thank you very much.
My guest today, Luke Mayville, co-founder of Reclaim Idaho, and Tracy Olson, the Ada County co-leader of Reclaim Idaho.